And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. English borrows from many other languages. And today we talk about a word that comes from German, Doppelgänger. The word Doppelgänger comes from German folklore. The online dictionary, Merriam-Webster, describes the old story. All living creatures have a spirit who is invisible, but exactly the same as the living person. But just because you can't see them, doppelgangers are not ghosts. They are sometimes described as the spiritual opposite, or negative, of their human counterpart. Even though the word comes from spiritual folklore, we use it in a very real way. When two people look very similar, we can call them doppelgangers. English has other expressions that have a similar meaning. If someone looks like someone else, you can call them a look-alike, spitting image, or mirror image. Let's hear two friends use some of these expressions.
Were you at the airport yesterday?
No, I haven't been to the airport in over a year.
Are you sure about that?
I think I would know if I were at the airport. Why do you ask?
Well, if you weren't there, then I ran into your doppelganger. She was a mirror image of you.
Wow, I've heard about doppelgangers, but I didn't think I really had a lookalike out there in the world.
Well, you do. And they are on their way to Costa Rica.
I wish I could trade places with my doppelganger.
If you know someone who looks exactly like another person, you can also call them a dead ringer. Experts say this expression comes from American horse racing, and usage began in the late 19th century. Sometimes racehorse owners would race a horse under a false name and pedigree. They did this to trick people who bet money on race results. These horses were called ringers. Here is how to use the expression in a sentence. My best friend in college is a dead ringer for George Clooney. When we're out in public, he gets asked for his autograph all the time. In the expression dead ringer, the word dead does not mean lifeless. In this case, it means exact or precise. It is a way to add emphasis or highlight something. For example, if I am sure that my friend is right about something, I can say she is dead right. We can also say someone is dead wrong if they are most certainly wrong. The next time you want to describe two people who look the same, you can choose any of these expressions. And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.